This is really a special day for the Packers organization as we dedicate. We kind of went back and forth whether it's a rededication of the old Harlem Plaza or a dedication of the new Harlem Plaza. And I think we all came down that it's so new that and so different that it's the new Harlem Plaza. The original plaza opened almost 11 years ago in 2003. And this will actually, although we're having the dedication today, will not officially be open to the public until next Thursday in conjunction with the opening of the Pro Shop, which is right behind me there. Obviously, this plaza is very different, but still remains a great tribute to Bob Harlan and all that that he did for the Packers during his time here. Also, obviously, the centerpieces remain Vince and Curly, and it's just a tremendous tribute to the great history and tradition of the Packers. I first want to give special thanks to a number of different people. First, from the Hammes Company, who really have spearheaded the projects here for a number of years. Stu Zadra and Chuck Bernhagen have really done an outstanding job. Myron Corporation, just been great to work with. Royce Altsbach and John Murphy, just done an outstanding job, and I want to acknowledge them. Our overall architect, Elkis Manfredi, they have worked with us, in particular David Manfredi, just has incredible vision to see the changes. He's done an outstanding job in terms of tying everything together with the south end zone and now the atrium renovation. They've done a great job for us. And this was really Stu's call. We made a decision with a project of this nature to bring in specific specialists, landscape architects. And we went down to Chicago. News usually don't go down there, but brought in landscape architects Hare Schaut from Chicago, and actually Peter Schaut is here. I want to acknowledge Peter. They have a great reputation. They did the work in Millennium Park down in Chicago, and it is really amazing, you know, what you've created here. And again, the vision that you had to turn what was so different into to facility we have now, and as we were saying before, it looks like it's always been this way, which is a real tribute to the work you've done. Also, I want to acknowledge our executive committee. A number of them, they've really been great, very supportive of the project over the years. And in particular, this project, got three of them here. I want to acknowledge Tom Olson, Carl Keeney, and Mark McMullen. And last but not least, our employees. We have a core group. And our core group seems like we've been mating forever, but for the last three and a half years, we've met every other week, and we've gone through all the details of the different aspects of South End Zone project, the atrium renovation, and it really has really been outstanding, the work that they've done. Want to recognize all of them. Russ Ball, Paul Baniel, Ed Policy, Doug Collins, Ted Eisenreich, you know, he and his staff have just been outstanding. Tim Conley, who retired prior to this, but was instrumental in this project. And then two of our newer vice presidents, Craig Benzel and Gabrielle Dow, have been very, very helpful at all as well. I thought I'd talk a little bit about the process in terms of how we came to change things the way we did. This is really part of our overall atrium renovation. And one of the main objectives of the atrium renovation was that we wanted to change the Pro Shop. The Pro Shop is so popular, we really outgrew it fairly quickly and kind of cobbled together the Pro Shop over the years. So the goal was going in to create a Pro Shop that was larger, twice the size of the previous Pro Shop, all on one floor, and also more accessible, easier for people to gain access to it. So as we walked through all those, we looked at, and the people on the core group will remember, we went through a number of different options. We looked at the Pro Shop in all different places. Ultimately ended up saying, you know, the best place to put it is down on the lower level with we're in the old Hall of Fame space. Now, in order to do that, though, obviously we had to make some changes. And so with that, we had to lower the Harlem Plaza, and the area that we're in now is we're a little bit west of where it was and a little bit farther north. So where we're standing now is 20 feet lower than where the original Harlem Plaza was. And to give you an idea of how much it took to make some of these changes, we removed 50,000 cubic yards of dirt. And to give you a perspective of what that was, 2,200 dump load trucks. So I remember it was seemed like weeks. They were hauling out dirt. And that really has been outstanding. As I said before, the centerpiece does remain, you know, the two statues. And, you know, I really believe, and you know, time will tell, but I just think our fans are going to love it. I can't wait to see this on a game day. But it's really, I believe, the statues are much more prominent than they were before. I think particularly it was designed in a way, and Herr Schaut really designed this, where you can take photos of people in the pictures with the stadium more easily in the background with the statues. Some of the things that are also a part of the new Harlem Plaza, you can see the steps, obviously, very majestic. We also have the ramp in order to make it much easier for pedestrians on game day to get in and around the stadium. Should be much improved. Quite a bit more seating around. You can see along all around the plaza, and we also have 27,000 shrubs and trees. So you've noticed they've been planting quite a bit over the last few weeks. That took a bit of time. I do want to make special mention of the birch. We have 13 white spire birch trees, and we have left room for 14 and 15 and on and on. So I'm not going to – there's a reason we have 13 trees. I'll leave that to you to figure out. We also left space over on this side for the annual Christmas tree. We'll put that out, and really excited about this. But again, you know, the main purpose here really is to pay tribute to Bob Harlan for all that he's done for the Packers. He's really been so instrumental in the tremendous success that the Packers have enjoyed over the years. You know, Bob had a 36-year career with the Packers, 19 as president, and during his tenure as president, had many, many significant milestones, including the construction of the Hudson Center, hiring of Ron Wolf, and then obviously Mike Holmgren and the success that followed there. Moving the Milwaukee games up to Green Bay and Lambeau. I'm very glad I didn't have to do that, Bob. I know that that's kind of a thankless move, but really changed the organization. But the renovation that he spearheaded in 2003, probably the most significant aspect of his tenure, to me, it was just crucial to the organization. Really, I think the future of the organization was in doubt prior to that. It was very difficult for the organization to compete with other teams. And with that renovation, it has really transformed the organization. Number one, with the atrium now, we have a facility that is now used year-round. And the community aspect of it is just outstanding. And also from a financial standpoint, we're now much better positioned to be able to compete both on and off the field with other teams. You know, on a personal note, Bob has just been so helpful to me during my tenure here. First, Bob, you left the organization in great shape, and certainly appreciate that. But you've also always been available to talk and ask questions. No one really knows the issues and the challenges that a person faces better than the person that was in that position, and he's just been great to work with, and I really do appreciate all that he's done for the organization. It is my pleasure now to introduce Bob Harlan. He's meant so much to the Packers over the years, continues to help the Packers. He's still on our board. He's an emeritus member of the board. He's emeritus president. He's also a member of the Packers Hall of Fame, Inc., a member of their executive committee, and continues to work to help help the Packers. With that, I'll introduce Bob Harlan.
Thanks, Mike. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
First of all, I want to thank everybody for being here. I kind of thought Mark and I might be out here alone today. And I don't know if they told all you folks in the office that there was going to be a fire drill, and that's why you're out here. But it's great to see so many wonderful faces again and people that I thought so much of when I worked. And thank you for letting me share your lives and you share my life and helping me so much when I was working here. You know, when we dedicated the plaza a few years ago, I made the comment that it was such a great honor for me and how humbled I was to have my name associated with this great stadium and to share an area with the two greatest heroes in Packers history, Curly Lambeau and Vince Lombardi. And as I look at this marvelous plaza today, I realize that my thoughts then and my words then are still very, very appropriate. You folks have done a marvelous job with this, and I'm very, very proud about it. Lambeau Field and its rich tradition has always been very, very important to me. I love what it stands for. I love to bring people here and say, this is where Vince Lombardi's teams played and practiced and where he coached. That meant so much, and we're able to do that by saving the stadium. When we were going through the referendum a few years ago, we were trying to not only save the stadium, but we wanted to redevelop it. And we wanted it to be effective enough that it could save this franchise and keep us a great part of the National Football League. And as we talked to the voters at that particular time, we said, if we get the stadium, if you help us, if you vote this in, what this stadium will do is it's going to help us keep a competitive team on the field. It's going to help keep Green Bay a viable part of the National Football League for years to come. And it's going to stabilize the financial future of the franchise. And I'm thankful to say that 14 years later, the stadium has done just exactly what we hoped it would do. And with the improvements that have been made every year, the additions that have been made every year, the stadium keeps getting better and better. And Mark, that's a tribute to you and your board of directors and the Packer organization for continuing to prove and improve this jewel that we've got for a stadium. When I was working with the Packers, I used to always use the word honor when I talked about my association with this organization. What a great honor it was to work for the Green Bay Packers and be employed here for 37 years. What an incredible honor it was just to be a part of this wonderful story, the best story in all of sports, and to share in the history, the tradition of what this franchise stands for. And how fortunate I was and how honored I was to work with Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren and Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy as they lifted this franchise, resurrected it from the depths, and put it back among the elite teams in the National Football League where it belongs. And today, I'm very pleased to add another honor to that list. This marvelous plaza at Lambeau Field with my name on it, I am deeply honored, and I'm deeply grateful. Thank you very much.